Ivan Julian live in the studio here. Wow, that was an amazing set, guys. So honored. Sorry I had to redo that song. I'm going to back announce your songs and just catch your breath, okay? We just heard from Ivan Julian. We heard Sticky, You Is Dead, Walking on the Water. I would say twice, but actually, I know all you guys only heard it once. And The Beat, That Look, Blank Generation, Young Man's Money, Hardwired, Funky Beat, and Siamese, Constricted, Naked Flame, and The Waves. We're just going to redo the order here. And that is all from Ivan Julian. That was amazing. Guys, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell me what instruments you play? I know Ivan's just trying to catch his breath. Do you need water? Does anybody want to run water or anything? You need water, beer, anything? Guys, you're good. Well, we're...
Do you guys need something to drink?
Everybody's good?
One thing you just said, you know, from Ivan Julian, but it's really Ivan Julian and my band is great, and they play great, and you know, I like playing with them, and it's a cool thing. But anyway, guys, introduce yourselves.
Oh, yeah, I'm Florent Barbier on drums.
I'm Avery Allen on bass.
I'm Al Maddy on guitar.
And that's them. And I'm Ivan Julian, and I'm yelping and singing and playing the guitar, too.
And Ivan, you have a great new album out.
Thank you.
The Naked Flame.
Yes, thank you.
On 259. I'm curious about the name of that label, 259. Is that like the ideal length of a song?
It's actually, it's from some class song. I'm not misquoting Abe, but there's some class song that goes, blah, 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 and he played a perfect song. It was 2:59. If Abe's around, maybe he'll, you know, write in or something and correct me on that. But it's something to that nature. So
well,
it's ironic that we kind of...
Oh, okay. Because that's my whole thing. It's like, I like things under 3 minutes. Like,
no,
I
mean,
crazy.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's
I love under 3 minute songs, you know. Even though I don't always do it.
But, so Ivan.
Yes.
You are, you know, we're very proud to have you, the punk pioneer. You created the opening to... Blank Generation, right, of the Richard Allen Voidoids.
That's true.
And you're in that. Yeah. And The Outsets. You're in the great band The Outsets. And you have this new album out. And now tell me how that came about, this new album. People, if you have not heard the new album, Naked Flame from Ivan Julian, it is so good. It is like one of the most thrilling records I've heard in all year. In years, actually. It's
you're
so good.
Me cry.
How did that come about?
Well, I have a recording studio. I mean, in between touring and stuff like that over the years, I have a recording studio with my partner, Matt Verderay, called New York Head. And people come through. It's all word of mouth, and we produce them, we mix them, we master them. And a lot of people come from Europe, and there was this band, Capsula, that came from Spain that heard about us. And they're in the studio, and they're going, oh, you know, you should make your own solo record. And I'm like... No, I'm in the studio. I'm having fun here and like making noise, but they convinced me. So I sent them some demos of you know, my stuff and stuff I, you know, wanted to put out and stuff I was writing, and they demoed it and just like really got the sensibility of it, which is something I've always been afraid of all these years. Is somebody, you know, a band getting the sensibility, and they really did get it. And they sent me back this stuff, and I thought, well, okay, now I have to make this record. Then they arranged a tour of Spain, and I thought, well, now I really have to make this record. So that's how it came about. And I forgot at the time that my studio was booked during the daytime, so I had to work from 9 in the night till 9 in the morning on it most of the time, which was good, actually. It was good for concentration. I didn't think it would be. I don't like doing that, but it was like kind of, you know, come out in the morning, you're a zombie, you can't talk to anybody, and then you have to rush back to your little hole so you can prepare to do it the next night all over again, because if you try to stay awake, then you ruin it.
So, two things I'm drawing from this. So, number one, you were sort of vaguely kind of coerced into doing this, like really, like, persuaded.
Yeah,
you gotta do your own thing, man.
My idea is making music. Yeah. I mean, I was having fun in the studio. I mean, finally got...
Like, no, you gotta put it out and, you know, as your own thing, you know. And the other thing is, you're, like, working two jobs, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, your own thing and then... your studio.
The idea is to make music. I mean, yeah, I love producing. I love being in the studio. I love coming up with sounds, and you know, and I love performing and playing live and making records too. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I should mention that, you know, you are a great producer, recorder in your own right, and like you know, collaborator. I don't know the terms exactly, With your studio, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Hunks and His Punks came out of there, the new Flesh Tones record.
I love! They're awesome!
I love that record. I'm about to work with the Hunks again this year. And Sediment Club, and there's another band called The Habit that's like really great Americana stuff. I knew nothing about Americana until I, you know, started listening to them. I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's all tubes and tape and noise and sizzle and crack, just like my record.
So a lot of analog feel, right? Because you're saying tubes and tape.
Yeah. Yeah, we have digital, but we keep it in the corner under, you know, and keep it kind of beat down, whatever. But yeah, it's all tape and tubes.
So now these songs, tell me how Naked Flame came about, all the songs, or just any particular...
Just my observations through my personal life, other people's lives, and it's weird. I mean, Young Man's Money is kind of a protest song, I would say, but it really came about when I figured out how to make a seventh chord a different way. And I thought, I got to write a song about this somehow. And then I started to write on the riff. And then I got certain ideas, like, about, you know, the lyrics. Like, I mean, the open line of Jumpin' Jack Flash, you know. I was born in a crossfire hurricane. I thought, that's a cool line. I got to have a line like that. So I finally got the riff to, this is kind of boring to some people, but I got to tell a story. So I got the riff to fit into its meter, like, da-da-da, but da-da-da-da. It was 7 in the morning, and my drummer at the time, Vinny D'Annunzio from the Feelies, I kind of woke over his house. I knock on his door, and I go, I got it. I start playing it for him, and his girlfriend's like, get him out of here. What's wrong with him? But it was such a cool thing to get that into that. I mean, it's just observations and, you know, like life and like anybody else writes songs, you know? I mean, I guess.
The Naked Flame, that song is, I'm telling you, is so brilliant, and it just jumps out at you, and it's unlike anything I've heard. It's very passionate, and it's very... Like, just the playing on it is great, and everything, I can't even, see, I'm not, not good with words to describe, but it just, I love that song. It's just so, like,
thank you.
It
came about, it hits me like that, too, because it kind of took on its own life, you know, in a way. It's a kind of, you know, I'm not good with words either, unless I've got noise behind me. You know, maybe that's what you need too, Terry, is like some noise behind you.
Right. I know.
You're good, though.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And that is like the title track of your new album, Naked Flame. And it is great. There's so many, like, I like that look. I like the shot. This sort of funky beat. There's so many great songs on the album. You Is Dead. That's not a real gospel song, right? That's your own take.
That's
on
my
gospel,
own,
right?
You know. And it came at a weird time in my life when, you know, my friend Bob had passed away, and you know, I was listening to a lot of Howlin' Wolf. And Howlin' Wolf's a really brave writer. You know, I mean, you read his lyrics and you go, I wish I could be brave enough to write something like that, you know? I mean, and I was just listening to a lot of his stuff, and it just kind of came out in my living room. I did that in my living room, actually, with a 2 mic and something. I don't know, a really noisy hard drive.
Well, that's
Chester Burnett, he's the stuff.
People really, they comment on your guitar playing. I mean, you know, you can write great songs, you're a great singer, composer, you know, all-around great musician, but your guitar playing and people, very notable, right? And actually, people have actually compared you to Hendrix. What do you think of that?
I don't. I mean, Jimi Hendrix was my first concert. My friend's older brother took me to see Hendrix when I was like, oh, well, I wasn't 13 yet, put it that way. Okay, I just saw this guy, and it was like this guy, amazing guy on stage, like, and this is when his first album came out. I mean, actually, no, the thing, Axis had just come out, and he's like wearing all the colors in the universe. He's like playing his amazing stuff, and like, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to be a musician then, but later on, I thought, that's him. I mean, it's like, what I learned from him is to have fun. You know, when you're playing, it's like it's a privilege, and especially when you're playing solos, just go places with it and show them your spleen and stuff. That's what I always say. But having seen him, and if you really listen to him, no way. I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, guys.
It's just okay.
Nobody else is wearing pink these days, I mean, besides me. Okay.
Here's my thing. I mean, that's the '60s, but I mean, seriously, when I say punk architect or punk pioneer, I mean Blank Generation. That opening is like probably the single most memorable thing that when you think of punk, that's it. Blank Generation. And how did you, that is You're like the Hendrix of that generation. you know
where that came from, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Richard had the basis of the song from the Heartbreakers, he goes, I need an intro. And I, for some reason, and I'm not really even a really big fan of this song, but I am kind of, I have a love-hate thing with The Who. I'm not sure if I like them, but I really do like them. You know, I mean, but The Seeker, the opener of The Seeker, bam, 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 bam. It's, so
wow,
I, that kind of
okay.
got twisted around
I
in my head somehow and
that.
Became
wow.
the intro of Blank Generation.
Wow. You heard it here first. The Seeker was the influence to the opening of Blank Generation. Wow. All right. I didn't think of that. Okay. So, all right. We're actually, we've only got 3 minutes left. So we're just going to quick, I got to emphasize, everybody, pick up the new Ivan Julian album, Naked Flame on 259. Go to his website, www.ivanjulian.com. And you got a whole bunch of great shows coming up. You have one on the 20th at the Highland Ballroom with APB.
With APB,
right?
Yes, yes.
And APB will actually be on Evan Funk Davies' show coming up shortly.
On Wednesday.
And then you will be on Friday, August 26th, you'll be playing with Dennis Check of Radio Birdman at the Bell House in Brooklyn. People, come on. You miss this show, I'll smack you upside the head. Or you may go Saturday, August 27th at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, again with Dennis Tech. And Dennis Tech's going to be on Joe Bielak's show. So it's like this is going to be a hot, hot month here at WFMU. But yeah, so great, some great shows. Everybody go down to either the Highland Ballroom on the 20th, Ivan Julian with APB, or Friday, August 26th at the Bell House in Brooklyn. With Dennis Tech, or Saturday, August 27th at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, again with Dennis Tech. And we're talking about Ivan Julian. Thank you so much. You did a great, great session. I'm so honored. Thank you so, so much. Your band is amazing. And we really got to thank awesome engineer Diane Ferris. She did
absolutely.
A great job.
Thank you, Diane. Really.
And then all the people. Thanks, Paul Bruno assisting, Mike Sin assisting, Liz French, Nate. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it. And thank you so much, everybody. Pick up Naked Flame, great new album from Ivan Julian. I'm telling you, it's going to be album of the year. So great. And do not miss him. He's in the New York town, got a few shows. Don't miss it. And go to www.ivanjulian.com for more information. Pick up the new album, Naked Flame. And I'm Terry T. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Ivan Julian, man.
Thank you.
All right. And sorry, I'll talk to you later, guys. All right. And cut them off. Bye-bye. Thank you.